Bryan Danielson, the ROH World Champion and best wrestler in the world. You are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Al Stokes.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back into the squared circle to present to you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Let the main event begin!
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school in the WWE, TNA, and indie scene.
It's still real to me, damn it!
With your host, Tim Stein.
What you need to learn is that this is my house.
Spud.
Look into my eyes when I tell you that, thank God, I'm an ass!
Will.
Hey, yo.
Mace.
As everyone knows, that I am the most powerful force, both the ring, nevermore.
And the Omega.
I'm the whole fucking show.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Join the club, we've got jackets.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
What's up?
What's your best medicine?
Rob Van Dam, 420 energy.
Cool.
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We just got done with TNA Sacrifice, and whatever you sacrificed to watch this show, I have a feeling it was too much. And as I say that, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network, and joining me, as usual, we have my cohorts, the Spud Guy.
I have now officially lost all respect for Slipknot and Joey Taylor.
We have Mace.
Yay!
We have Will.
Yeah.
And as always, leading us away is Mr. Tim Stein. Okay, he is as dead as the crowd tonight, so I think we'll go on without him. How about that?
Yay!
Can I introduce the last guy?
Sure, go ahead.
And now, joining the Wrestle Talk Radio crew, the newest member of our motley bunch, Alan Wojcik.
Oh, I'm joining? Did I missed a contract signing. I'm playing Tim Stein's voice tonight. Apparently Tim has lost his voice somewhere in Alberta, and he's off searching for it, so we wish him the best.
Don't wish him the best. He's a Canadian. Canadians aren't people.
Yeah, but if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be able to watch the hockey, my friend.
Eventually, an American would have invented it, and it would have been better.
Well, we keep winning the cup down here, so...
And exactly, that's my point.
The last time a Canadian team won was the 93 Montreal Canadiens. It's like, wow. And he was watching the hockey during this pay-per-view, and... I probably wish I would have had the ability to watch a hockey game during this pay-per-view, because, oh my god...
if I recall correctly, the American team trounced the Canadians, so maybe Tim is absolutely speechless at the moment.
Go Flyers! Go Flyers! Beat the shit out of Montreal! Because I have discovered something. As much as I say that Canadians aren't people and they don't count, even Canadians hate people from Montreal. So we have something in common.
This is true. I have a Canadian friend who is adamantly rooting for the Canadians to get their asses kicked.
Yeah, so fuck the Canadiens. Anyway. Do we have to talk about that pay-per-view, dude? That was atrocious.
Unfortunately, I think we have to. It's part of the journalism thing to this.
Exactly,
wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. When did we become journalists?
Wait, you guys aren't serious journalists? Damn, what am I doing?
I guess...
The travel brochure says you guys were serious. Man, damn.
Wait. I'm serious? Hold on a second. Who the fuck's writing my travel brochures now?
I don't know, man.
We need to have a discussion about this.
God, there's some Jeff Hardy League drugs going on there.
Exactly, dude. This is horrible.
I kind of wish Hardy had been in jail, because his match would have been more interesting if Anderson had wrestled another con instead of him.
You know what? I don't want to start with a normal format. Let's start there. That crowd was into that match. They loved that match.
And I don't think it was a match, dude. It was probably the promo that started before it.
That too. But the crowd was into it. And I love the chance of I'm an asshole. And
we are assholes.
Exactly.
We are assholes.
That was hilarious. Oh my god, who would have thought that one promo from Anderson could blow up the entire crowd like that?
We all agree that the dude can work a mic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, but just, you could, as on the ball as possible in that match.
It was kind of sad that they jobbed him out, though.
Yeah. The one thing that got the crowd excited, and he lays on his back for a guy that's going to be in jail in a couple of months.
Couple of months? Sooner than that, Holmes.
Yeah, well, they keep pushing back his trials, like in July now.
He keeps helping to get backed up, and it's like, you just do the damn time, Jeff. You did it. Go do your community service like Roethlisberger or somebody else, and we'll see you later.
Can we just send him off to jail and be done with it? I mean, really, I'm so sick of hearing all the fat Jeff Hardy fans try to defend him.
Oh, but they got drowned out tonight.
They did get drowned out tonight, and that was actually pretty funny.
Let's go, asshole.
That was actually really funny. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Thank you, assholes.
Thanks, assholes.
Thanks, assholes. Yeah. Rock got an overabundance of sound to use for my intro now.
Oh, yeah. We're waiting for that clean version of that line, and we got plenty to pick from now.
And I've got to say this, it's very well noted on this program that I absolutely hate the living shit out of Anderson, but that promo made me smile and laugh. I will give him credit for that.
Well, I think the only problem with this is that he's being pushed as a big... He gets pushed as a big deal in companies when his ring work doesn't justify it, but... It is. He's got everything he needs on the microphone.
He does. You know, if the ring work will come, you can teach that. Yeah, I mean, you will learn it over time. But the innate ability to get something as simple as "I'm an asshole" over with the crowd instantly.
Yeah.
That you are born with. And if TNA was smart, they would run with Anderson.
Well,
if anybody
knows
that, it's you, Spug.
Well, it looks like they are, because keep in mind, that was a one-off bit. You know, that, thank God, I'm an asshole. And that's where the whole origin or the promo tonight started. And it looks like they went through the match as planned, but I would not be surprised if tonight was the beginning of another double turn.
Well, you know, and I think it was Mason said it in the chat. He tried to shake Hardy's hand after the match, and you know Hardy turned away on him. And Mace said, "Why waste that on Jeff Hardy when you could have used it on Angle a month ago?"
But they didn't know a month ago that one line was going to take off the way it did. I mean, a month ago he wasn't as over as he was tonight.
How could you not know that wasn't going to take off?
Regardless of the line, though, that gesture was wasted on Hardy. Even if this asshole thing didn't take off, you still could have had him turn around after getting his ass beat to hell by Angle and offer the hand, and that would have sent it off really well. Instead, they do it with Jeff Hardy, who's going to go and get butt-raped in the shower at jail at some point.
Well, that's my point, is that at that time, he was still playing up the heel. I mean, that line wasn't supposed to be something that got the crowd fired up, and it was supposed to be a heel move. I mean, no one expected it to become a catch line for the guy, and no one expected him to come out with a promo tonight focused on that line that was more over than any of the matches tonight.
I still don't know how. I mean, you look at that. You look at what he's done, and you look at his mic work in WWE, you look at his ring work, which was marginal, but you can see that he has the ability to be over as all hell. Why not use that to your advantage? The moment he muttered that, "I thank God I'm an asshole" line, the people at TNA, the smart ones, should have jumped all over that and went, "Oh my God, this is gold."
At the end of next month, there will be T-shirts.
Oh, I have no... They're already printed now. I'm sure of it.
And I shall buy one.
I'm just
Alan,
waiting.
What do
I'm
you
just,
think
of
this?
It was just a really weird match to begin with, because if you're leading the Slammiversary's in mid-June, the crackhead kid's going to be on trial while it's going on. So he may end up being in that. Maybe that's his farewell match from TNA. He comes out in a prison jumper. All right, Jeff, you lost. Cool. Here's your cuff. See you later.
See, I almost want to think that knowing that Jeff is probably limited in time, because, I mean, it looks like he's going away for a while, whether he likes it or not.
And he's got some hardcore stuff against him, man. Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah, drug trafficking. That's not a small charge. It's not like a normal celebrity where you go, "Well, okay, I'll do a couple of those little NBC, the More You Know commercials, and we'll call it a day."
No, he's going away for at least 5-6 years. At least.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think he's going to get one of them Paris Hilton, "I'm in jail for 20 minutes. Can I go home now? I did my time."
Yeah. Yeah, before anyone gets their idea that, oh, he's a celebrity, he's not going to have to do jail time. He's a pro wrestler, okay? Let's not confuse it. Nobody takes pro wrestlers seriously as they do anyone from Hollywood. I mean, I guarantee you Jeff Hardy's probably got more fans than Paris fucking Hilton, but he's not going to get the same kind of treatment.
Wait, we took Jeff Hardy seriously? That's news to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, there's a journalism thing, because I've obviously misreported the facts.
I'm unaware that we were supposed to take Jeff Hardy seriously.
I don't think we are.
A guy dressed like that seriously, man. He was doing... Everybody was going like, "Oh, he looks really weird. He looks dead." I was like, "Yeah, he's doing a Heath Ledger impersonation, man. What the heck?"
Present day.
Worms eating his face.
I never know what is up with that. You never know what Jeff is going to look like when he comes out. I mean, you could put him against all of his little appearances throughout the last few months. Every time he comes out, you wouldn't know who the fuck it was if that music wasn't playing.
With him, I'm sick to death of Jeff Hardy for the simple fact that quite frankly, the guy's a fucking douche. You blew up your own dog in your meth lab, dude.
Oh, God. See,
he went there, kids.
I don't want to think of it that way, but at the same time, I can't help it. I can't help but think that.
I thought Matt was the one that killed Jeff's dog.
apparently Matt was also making meth. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No. He's way too fat to be a crackhead.
Meth head? One of the two.
Either one.
Yeah.
Now that we've insulted both of the Hardy boys.
I like Matt. I like Fat Hardy.
Yeah, we'll have Keita calling in any minute now, boys.
Who?
We didn't set the dog on fire.
If Peter wants to call in, let him call in. You know what? We didn't blow up the meth lab with a dog inside.
Was his dog by chance a Labrador?
Some little cocker spaniel piece of shit dog.
Jeff Hardy's dog is very literally a meth lab.
Wow.
Too far a stretch.
Not really. No. The humor is not lost on me, and I find it very funny, actually, sir.
While we're murdering dogs, do we want to murder the rest of the pay-per-view?
Yeah, speaking of animals in pain, let's talk about the rest of this.
Let's talk about how that crowd hated that main event. And it was a great main event.
They were burnt crisp.
Yeah, that's 2.5 hours just trudging through absolute garbage. I mean, aside from Anderson's promo, and I don't think there was anything that brought the crowd to life this time. I mean, 2.5 hours just standing there, you're hot as hell under the lights and surrounded by a whole lot of sweaty Hardy fans. You are not happy.
No, and I tell you what, if I have to hear that bitch on that pay-per-view shriek one more time, I may murder somebody. It's quite possible.
I think I've learned to drown that out of my ears.
I sat in that from 2004 to 2007. I tuned out that crowd even through the whole Abyss Chan and the Hoyta Maniacs and all that junk.
Come on. It was the crowd getting into it, guys. And, you know, God forbid that people in Florida actually get into a TNA pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. Absolute moron.
They ruined wrestling,
damn
it. How
dare they like it? How dare they have fun at a wrestling show?
Exactly.
Excuse me.
Nance Bug's gone off somewhere.
The deep end, obviously.
Obviously.
This whole pay-per-view went off the deep end, man.
Apparently the Florida crowd has two strikes against them. One, they're under the age of 60, so they don't know real wrestling. And two, they got into an event, so we really can't to hold it against them.
And the majority of them didn't pay unless they're park pass holders. Which I love everybody always go with, like, oh yeah, they make their money at TNA. I said, no, they don't. They're not getting the cut of the Universal 2 park passes or all those things that I got.
Oh, hell no. Alright, can we talk about the pay-per-view now, just to get it out of the way?
Oh, run the card, bot. You two are in charge, man. Do what you want.
Yeah, seniority here.
Exactly.
Okay, starting off our 3-hour nap. Number one contendership for the tag team titles, Motor City Machine Guns versus Beer Money versus Team 3D.
Yawn.
You should never be able to say that about a Motor City Machine Gun match.
Yeah, but this, I mentioned it to you guys in the chat while we were watching this, Omega. This was, what, the third or fourth time we've seen this triple threat match on pay-per-view and on Impact? It was like, what possible difference in outcome are you going to get?
Well, on Impact, it was it had Inc. as well in it, where they won the number one contendership.
And got destroyed tonight.
Yeah, and now tonight was
I called it!
Well, keep in mind, you have the big four-team match on free TV, and then you have to pay to see the runner-up match. Who gets second place out of these three teams? I will give TNA credit for this. At least they have enough tag teams to have two tag team matches tonight.
They destroyed their women's division in the process.
Well,
yeah, they've been
the
destroyed.
WWE, now. Well, TNA has the WWE-itis, though. Inc., two thrown together guys turned into a tag team.
Yeah,
Morgan
but they...
and Andes. Morgan and whoever he decides to pick up with his ego this week.
Yeah, Inc. works well together, though, and...
yeah,
because you're... The foundation of your tag team division, though, is Bubba Ray Dudley and Devon Dudley, who have been around the world at least 9 times. You have an aging Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, who I swear to God looks more and more like his Arn Anderson impersonation every day. Did anybody else see that spare tire around his face, dude? Leave the leather pants and fucking spandex at home from now on.
I swear, I said it in the chat room and I stand by it. He looks like Santa Claus from a B-action movie.
Oh, God.
Aww.
No, that was Goldberg.
Yeah.
No, that's a B-horror movie.
And then you've got the Motor City Machine Guns, whom they job out all the time. You have Inc., and Beer Money. I mean, if that's the basis of your tag team division, that's not as good as you would lead us to believe. They have great tag team matches, but if you go to work and work the same guys over and over again every fucking day, of course you're going to be able to put on a good match.
And look at a couple of years ago, the tag teams that they did have. They had Triple X, they had the Naturals, they had AMW, they had Team 3D, they had Team Canada in whatever form you want to put in there. And at one point, I was going to TNA events, and we'd be standing there in the pre-show waiting, and people would be like, it's amazing. This promotion has got the best tag teams in this situation of Raw, SmackDown, and TNA. It was just really weird. And now, all of a sudden, you know, you tease the women's division thing for a little while there. I was just like, okay, where'd the tag division go, dude?
Well,
and LAX. I forgot LAX. Sorry.
Yeah.
And LAX.
Yeah, TNA does have a lot of more focus on tag team wrestling than, say, WWE. You know, where, you know, the point was made and is absolutely right. I mean, look how many times lately we've had, like, was it, it's been, okay, Jericho and The Big Show, and then Miz and The Big Show, and now Jericho and The Miz, and they're number one contenders every single time just because, hey, we put them together. You know, we get mongrel tag team after mongrel tag team. You know, Morrison and Truth. Nothing in common, nothing alike, but we're just going to slap them together. I mean, Inc. is brand new as a tag team, but at least, you know, they took advantage of it. You know, Jesse Neal comes back, tattooed, big mohawk, you know, had nothing to do with Shannon Moore. They put a storyline together to bring the two together. They look like they should be a tag team. They actually look like a team.
You know, Miz and Chris Jericho look more like a tag team together than Miz and Big Show did, or Jericho and Big Show did. So,
no. Every time I saw any tag team with every time I saw a tag team with Big Show in it, I always get the impression of, like you're like from the old Bugs Bunny cartoons, you're in Muggsy and you had the giant sidekick that was in. That's my image of any Big Show tag team.
I like the Miz tag team with Big Show. I liked that for a while, and then him with Jericho is not bad. But back in TNA with their tag team, they had the best tag team division. If you can't beat WWE, offer something different. Because there are plenty of people who do like tag team wrestling. There are plenty of people who like actual women's wrestling and not porn stars with boob jobs slapping the shit out of each other.
Which we'll talk about later on.
But you have, you had something different to offer, and now you've whittled it down to the point in TNA where it's like, really? You're the same fucking thing on a cheaper scale. It's like going to the gas station and buying the $5.99 knockoff G.I. Joe whose arms fall off 30 seconds after you open the package.
Oh, I remember those days. But I'd still argue that they do have a better tag division. I mean, I'll take the Machine Guns, Inc., Beer Money, even 3D over anything that WWE has, because WWE has no tag teams. They have the Hart Dynasty, and that's about it.
And the two guys, any two guys you could throw together, as you guys
mentioned. Yeah, and any two guys that aren't doing anything that month.
Yeah, but they're trying. They're trying with Morrison and Ron Killings and whoever else you have there. Well, they tried. I didn't say they're doing a super job, Omega, but I mean, they're trying. You got 22 writers on that show. Come on, I'm amazed that they can find the damn ring on certain nights.
Yes, yeah, Raw had a grand total of 14 minutes of wrestling. I don't think anyone did find the ring that night.
Flava Flav did, baby.
Oh, fuck Flava Flav. Really,
and
fuck Flava Flav.
And Meatloaf showing up solidified what I say on Tuesday night. If you want to sell some product, don't go on Conan O'Brien or Leno or George Lopez or Letterman. You go on the Fed and you sell it like you're on Home Shopping Network. I keep waiting for them to hire Don West away from TNA, have him come on and do selling there. But enough of me selling.
Yeah,
sell this pay-per-view.
But then he'd have to take an RKO on TV every week. I don't want that to happen to Don West.
We can't sell this pay-per-view. You can't. You know why? This is the fucking slap chop of pay-per-views.
And if they were trying to build this shit away. If they were trying to build a Slammiversary off of this, what did they really build?
You built
the Inc. 3D tag team match. You built the crackhead kid getting ready to go down the road to whatever jail he's going to in North Carolina. That Kennedy Anderson, whatever he's called.
The Terry versus Jordan BDSM match.
Oh. And I almost you're saying they're killing the women's division. Let Orlando Jordan wrestle both sexes. He's bisexual anyway. Let him do that. That's Vince Russo writing for you right there, man.
Yeah. Should we officially move on to Goldberg Light versus Goldust Light?
Oh, go for it, boss.
Rob Terry, Orlando Jordan, Global Championship. Rob Terry retaining.
And that's all we need to say about that.
Yeah. I don't mind Rob Terry so much, but he is in that Goldberg position where the way what he looks like and how he wrestles should be, like, he should go in there, obliterate somebody, and leave. If he's not going to do that, don't use him.
Yeah, the worst is watching that intro, man. It was like, I know it's your night off from Cirque du Soleil, Orlando, but holy God. And that's the worst part. Cirque du Soleil is right down the road at Disney, in downtown Disney. They have Lanuba down there, and they have a guy that does just that. He goes along swings around on the tarps and stuff. Wow.
Where is this little
as we saw, he can take the Mystery Machine.
Oh, inside joke.
I literally didn't watch the majority of the pay. I listened to it. I was playing WoW and Second Life and
fucking around
on my computer. But I didn't watch a good majority of it. I listened to it. And just listening to the announcers, you could tell Taz and Mike were trying like hell to be interested.
Well, I'll be honest. I only skimmed through this match myself, mostly because I was scared of Orlando smearing himself with mayonnaise again.
You know what? Never mind. That joke makes itself. Never mind.
Yeah.
Mind you, I will say
this about that match. We're going to see another month, maybe two out of it. I know we don't want to, but for some reason TNA seems to love pushing these shit feuds on us for about 2-3 months.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, the ones that led to the best matches usually end up being very short. And meanwhile, we have to stomach this for a little while longer. Those not aware, Orlando attacked him, attacked Rob Terry after the match, pretty much ensuring that we are going to get another really shitty match.
Yay.
Yes. Next! You hear the excitement. X Division Championship. We have a lot of... every freaking thing is a championship match here. X Division Championship. Doug Williams versus Kaz. The match of stripped title versus never gets to actually win a fucking title.
Which I thought WWE had had with the Drew McIntyre getting the belt back via... know, a letter from Vince McMahon was dumb. This one was even dumber. You take the belt off of Doug Williams because the Volcano won the match. Pat Patterson, Rio de Janeiro style.
God and made a run in.
And you, yeah, and you have Kazarian get the belt but never hold the belt. So you just like took the lockdown match and said, yeah, we're bored. We need something to do.
Well, if you're going to market it as, like, interim champion, fine. You know, okay, no one's here. Well, as long as he's indisposed, we're going to crown a temporary champion, and then you, like, have the match as soon as he gets back. Don't just give him the belt, especially when the belt's not even there that night.
I don't know if it was just me with this match, but it almost seemed, and this is going from purely wrestler sort of point of view, that Douglas just wasn't keeping up with Kaz. Every time Kaz tried to speed things up, Douglas would pretty much botch a move out of nowhere. There were many times where things looked like Douglas just was not bracing, was not holding Kaz properly to do the moves, and it really drained it out for me. As we said before the match actually started, looked good on paper, but once I actually got in the ring, it turned like shit.
And it wasn't until he mentioned that then I caught on to it too. I really wasn't looking for it, and then Mace typed that in. I'm just like, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, he's right. And it changed my view of the entire match. Which
yeah,
I love Kazarian, but as a wrestler, but it was weird.
I like the angle that they're going with Rob Terry, you know, being the anti X Division champion. But it's not an angle he can really work because it's hard for him to keep up with that faster pace. His wrestling style just doesn't support it. I don't know. I'm tired of seeing... Kaz has been in that company for a long time now, on and off. They stick him in a dumbass suicide gimmick to sell a video game that really did not sell at all. And now you're just... Now you tease him. You just, like, here... Here's the X Division title. It's not really yours, though. We're just going to hand it back to the guy in a month.
Yay. So what's next?
Yeah, did I use the wrong name in there?
Yes.
I don't think anybody noticed, but hey.
Yeah,
what's,
I said Rob. I'm still on Rob Terry. It was Doug Williams. Fuck it.
What was funny about that whole gimmick, though, about the whole match, was Taz at the end summed it up. He goes... He won the title a month ago and never touched the belt.
That's the upsetting thing that I always found about this. I mean, Kazarian won the championship while it was still in the UK. I mean, basically, Doug Williams got a phone call saying, okay, hang on to that belt, but you're not champion anymore. You know, the damn thing is 4,000 miles
what a
away.
Shake. Look, it's instant feud.
Hey,
but didn't Tanae say something about Kaz's little absence as being career suicide?
Oh, that was nice.
He wasn't wrong.
No. Anyway, Moving on, gentlemen and Spug. Knockout Championship versus Career, Tara versus Madison Rayne. And much like Lita, Tara ended up on her back all night.
This match was otherwise known as the death of the TNA Women's Division.
We did away with the one person that could actually wrestle a match. Everyone else on TNA TV is just blonde hair and big tits.
Oh, come on, guys. You know what's going to happen now. We're going to see Victoria re-debut in WWE like we always wanted, where she'll go on to sit at ringside and pretend she gives a shit about Zack Ryder.
Yes, because we've seen the big return that Gail Kim has had since then. God. I kept seeing the reports about... I mean, we were mentioning it in the chat. It said, okay, Gail is gone, Kong is gone, Tara is gone, ODB is MIA.
Cheerleader to Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa's gone. For no reason. For absolutely no fucking reason.
Madison Rayne really didn't do that bad.
I'm not saying she did bad. I'm saying that right now the women's division consists of three girls that TNA wants to put on TV, and one of them is Lacey Von Erich.
Fuck Lacey Von Erich.
I'd rather not. Thanks, I know where she's been.
Really? I'm done with the Lacey Von Erich thing. That broad, look, Natty can wrestle, Natty has an amazing body, and we all know of her gorgeous appendages. But, Lacey Von Erich kind of reminds me of that skanky broad who you knew had money, but you didn't go near her anyway. Because she was just that fucking skanky.
She's doing Maria Canales' WWE gimmick, or at least that's what it seems like. You know, I was supposed to take the belt off or not take the belt off? And I'm like, Maria's coming, dude. Don't do that gimmick too much. She's going to come in here and smack you around.
Alan,
hey,
I don't think
Maria,
she's playing a part.
Maria can actually wrestle, though. She may not be that good at it, but she can do it.
Maria's fire! Oh my god, I am still baffled why WWE is firing its best girls.
Maria was awesome. I liked Maria.
Maria was awesome. It was just like they just... It wasn't long ago that despite being out with injury, they voted her, okay, you're the, you know, the Diva of the Year, you know, fake award bullshit. You know, but still, it's the only push anyone in the women's division had for a few months. And you're still saying, hey, you're the top girl, and then, oh, by the way, we're going to fire you here in a little while.
Right.
And enjoy your time on The Apprentice, because you'll get double fired.
Yeah.
I don't even know if she's still on that show or not.
They've
if she
not
did
paid
get
attention.
Sad.
I think she got fired.
Could we fire the entire TNA roster right now? Or who actually wrote this show tonight? Because I know Russo's off crying or healing up or whatever the heck he's claiming to be doing. And if you're listening, we love you, Vinny Roo.
No, we don't, Vinny Roo. Slit your own wrists. Do us all a favor.
Nothing's more awkward than sitting at a pay-per-view, doing what I used to do, at typing the stuff that's in the ring, and having Russo stand over your shoulder, watching you type what he wrote earlier in the day, and you're typing it out in the ring. It was like, okay, you're creeping me out, dude. What the hell?
You should have just asked him for a copy of the script.
Oh, I've had that a couple times. I've actually had it.
Fuck him.
We already touched on this one, so how about we move on? TNA Tag Team Championship. Inc. versus The Band.
Did we touch on that one too?
we already touched on it, but it's kind of like a dirty uncle touch. We actually get into it a little bit now.
Can you show me on the doll where the bad man touched you?
Right here in my wallet.
I'd say more it was Bubba Ray with a kendo stick to Porcupine's head.
It's face. Clue
Jesse
now? Are we playing Clue, the TNA edition?
Oh, shit, I don't have my cards. Hang on.
Would have been more entertaining than some of these matches, boys.
It was Sting in the backstage area with a baseball bat. Oh, wait, that's
later on.
That's later.
Okay, well, someone needs to do, like, TNA Clue now. Because I'm pretty sure that's how they're booking this shit.
Might have just taken the darts, going to the board, going, let's see what happens here.
It was Madison Rayne with the saline implant on Tara's career.
I couldn't believe it until somebody mentioned that that was her actual first singles title defense that she had been defending it in six people and tag people. Yeah. I was like, nah, I remember her defending it in a solo. I was like, no, she didn't. I was like, okay, way to protect your champ.
She even mentioned that was her first one-on-one match since getting the title last week on Impact.
All right, so...
But yes, anyway, we're on tag team titles now.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Big surprise, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash win Team 3, or actually just Bubba Ray beat the shit out of... Which one was it? I lose track of
Jesse Neal.
Who, if you're bored, go to the Stars and Stripes website. They did a really nice article on him that was it was really well written, and you find out all the stuff that this poor kid had gone through before he ever became a wrestler.
Surely better written than the match.
Right. Anyway, go. Keep going. Let's just get through this, please.
Yeah, I'm going to say this quickly about the tag match. I called this fucking thing an hour before it happened.
Yeah.
He's picking all our lotto numbers here in the United States for the next couple of weeks.
That's what I should have been doing. Picking out lotto numbers. No, I'm doing raw draft picks. Fuck. I wasted all my psychic power on this. Desmond Wolfe versus Abyss. Chelsea versus Ring.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just a feeling about matches.
Yeah. Here is TNA's message to women out there: you are commodities to be won in matches, and you can't be allowed in our wrestling rings unless you have really big tits and blonde hair.
And you're worth the exact same as a WWE Hall of Fame ring.
Yeah.
You know what bothered me the most about this match? What bothered me the most was not the actual him hulking up and the finish, but when Wolf hit him with the knuckles and then went for the quick cover to end it, you could see Abyss kick his legs up before the ref had even started to count.
Oh, God.
Before the ref even started to count.
I am sorry, but that is not... hulking up... Okay, number one, it's that name for a reason. Just leave it to Hulk. And number two, that doesn't work anymore. I'm not going to suspend disbelief to the point where you can hit a man square on the head with brass knucks, and before someone can even count to three, the guy can throw you off of him.
Halfway across the ring.
Yeah. And then jump up and go to a really lame finish. There's a lot of lame finishes to the matches tonight.
And how about spitting in What's-Her-Nuts' face?
I mean, sure she's used to that.
Had to get the job some way.
Just, the way The way he leaned down, like, I'll see you Thursday.
He's like a... like I that geek wait, and autograph line for 7
like,
9.
Wiping her cheeks down.
I'm more curious, I don't know if you guys are fans of the old World Class promotion, and they did that real back in the day with David Von Erich and Jimmy Garvin and his wife, and they had Garvin and the wife go out and do stuff on the thing. I'm just wondering if Abyss is going to have her go clean out his old asylum thing, or maybe have her do like Hulk Hogan impressions. I mean, this is going to get interesting.
Go
it can't get any worse.
No.
Didn't
no,
we say
can.
That this was going to be leading into another love thing, and she's going to give birth to a foot or something?
Yeah.
Oh God.
That's my theory with all wrestling related pregnancies is that okay, Mae Young gives birth to a hand. Now the next one is going to be a foot, and eventually we are going to build the Ultimate Wrestler from all these parts that are birthed, and right on top is the head pulled from JR's ass.
Oh, boo. Leave the old man alone. He didn't do anything to you.
Okay then. I was sparing you. Let's remember when the Hurricane did that bit and it was Triple H's head being pulled out of Triple H's ass.
It happens. The only one with his head shoved farther up his ass is Vince Russo and Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
maybe
but
we'll get twins. Okay. Anyway.
Get to the end, please, before I try to kill myself with my cat.
Yeah, that's
we already talked about the main event. We talked about the main event at the beginning. RVD won. The end.
And poor Jeff Jarrett, man. It's like
jeez. I didn't even see what the fuck happened. I went to get dinner. I came back and the guy was a bloody mess.
I give it a D-, Rock. Keep going with the overall grades. Come on, let's go. I give it a
yeah,
D-.
So beat the fuck out of Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Hardy won, going to jail a month. Rob Van Dam is still the champion. AJ Styles will be pissed off again. Anyway, thank. Okay, we gave this enough time.
Thank God it's over. It's a wrap. Final grades. Let's go.
Round table, who's going, Spug?
I said D-.
Minus. Mace?
D.
Alan?
D. It was disgusting.
Is it Will, are you...
He's still recovering from the bathing suits, man.
No, I give it a thank God I didn't see it.
Except for the one Anderson promo. And
you know what?
Anderson
somebody
promo...
Better, hold on. Somebody better give this an A or we'll be talked about tomorrow as being too negative.
No. I'm being very positive. I'm positive.
And you know what we say to all those shows? Go fuck yourself.
No, this is a D- from me, and the only, even with an RVD AJ Styles match to top it off. I mean, the crowd killed that match. But Anderson's promo is the one thing that keeps it from being an absolute fail.
And everybody will get neat little promos for their opening of the shows nationwide.
Well, I will, because there was a lot of assholes thrown about.
But we are done with the pay-per-view, so how about we take it to the first break and get a little bit of recovery in here?
Thank God.
Thank God. It's over. It's finally over. We're going to be back to talk WWE news here on WTR Sunday night. We are coming right back after this.
Must we?
We have to.
Hey, old
WCW Radio is very excited to celebrate 50 episodes with Online World of Wrestling. Now you can join us as we welcome former WWE Cruiserweight and Tag Team Champion, ROH and DGUSA star, Paul London, live at a special start time of 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern for this 3-hour special event. Also this week, join us as we take a look back at some of our favorite OWW Radio moments and guests, plus all the latest news, match of the week, and much, much more. Don't miss this very special 3-hour event, jam-packed, as Gino would say, to the rafters, with memories and surprises, live this Tuesday at a special start time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. If you have any questions or comments, please contact us by email, radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. Wild Talk Radio Networks.
Time has arrived. We are broadcasting raw live from my ass. Boom, boom. I'd rather watch two old women slap my ass. Woo! That's as tough as a chunk of my ass. Here comes the biggest ass. The big man is back.
Jim Ross,
350 pounds here.
Say hello to my ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest spectacle on earth, my ass. 30 men will enter, my ass. You know what I mean. The most important thing to a tag team is my ass.
I totally agree with you, JR.
Here you go, King. Kiss my ass.
I wish you would jump on top of me, JR.
It disgusts me to see my ass.
My daughter's nursery rhymes are more aggressive than this. I can't help but look at my butt, JR.
What?
Thursday night, Wild Talk Radio Network becomes a place where anything goes. Prepare to be sinful. Thursdays, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
As the NHL regular season has come to an end, Calgary Flames are heading home. They suck. Which now means Wednesday nights are free to be geeky. Join myself, Omega, and that guy that will eventually put into the intro, Mace, every Wednesday night as we bring you Geek Talk done right, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey everyone, this is Sir Rocket, the host of CB Radio, which you can catch every Saturday night.
Whoa, wait, Rock?
Yes, Cindy?
Did you just call yourself the host of CB Radio?
I kinda did just call me the host of CB Radio.
Honey, everyone knows that you are just the producer.
Hey, I'm not just the producer, I am the host of this.
Oh my god, shut up! Everyone knows that I am the host of CB Radio, which you can check out Saturday nights, midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now, Rock.
Yes, Darla.
This is where you tell everyone, I'll see you Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday.
Good boy.
What up, Matt?
Ooh, yeah, this is somebody doing a really bad impression of Macho Man Randy Savage telling you to snap in to Wrest Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Ooh, yeah, dig it!
Welcome back, everybody, to WTR Sunday Night. We are back. The TNA talk is done. We are moving on to the WWE, which you might actually care about.
Must we?
I keep telling you this is part of the job.
Must we?
Hey, you talk wrestling on a wrestling show, dude.
Yeah, believe it or not.
That's
you want to talk something
really,
else?
That's not really what I mean. Must we? Both of them sucked this week.
God. I know, but you know what? Unless they renew Wrestling Society X, there really isn't much other wrestling to talk about right now.
Well, fair enough.
And honestly, do any of us actually get to watch ROH on HDNet at all? I know I don't. I don't get HDNet here in Florida.
No, I don't get HDNet either.
Which we had to talk Tuesday night. I said to Aaron and I agreed, and I guess Nick agreed, that if they were on a regular cable channel of some kind, they'd be kicking TNA's ass in the ratings every week. Hands down.
Back to TNA. The worst thing TNA ever did was pull their little allegiance with ROH.
Yeah, cutting off and acting like they're the big deal with the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, horrible idea. That talent exchange gave them a lot to work with. Not that they use it very well. The Austin Star.
Ooh.
Yeah. What a way of ruining one of the best talents out there.
And nothing's worse than going to a restaurant. Yeah. And nothing's worse than going out to the after show restaurant, which used to be the Orlando Ale House. And you're sitting there with the talent, and he's still an Austin Star gimmick. And you're sitting there with people that he knows that you're part of the business. And he's still doing Austin Star, and it's like, wow, dude, you really are living the gimmick, man. But now that we've already killed one promotion, go ahead and kill WWE, boys. Especially, awesome. I mean, it's obvious that you can win a championship now by bringing a note from the chairman. It almost looked like McIntyre was bringing a note from mommy about, you know, you took the ball. You took the ball away from Drew, and I really would like you to give it back to him. So thanks.
Yeah,
you got to remember, this is a promotion that let The Miz get away with not being in a match because he had an envelope with doctor's note written on it.
I thought that was also from his mommy.
That was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the match that he wasn't in was actually better. That match with Miz, with Bryan Danielson, I guess we can really call him that again. And Batista was better than probably what would have been The Miz.
Yeah, I have no doubt of that.
Really, 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 really like to punch The Miz in the face.
You're not alone, dude. The line starts somewhere else in this country. I mean, just take
throwing that out there.
Belt off him already. God.
Well, they had this whole plan. Okay, for those unaware, the whole plan of NXT was supposed to be, okay, Daniel Bryan starts off on a big losing streak, then rises up on a winning streak, and then wins the whole thing, and either moves on to a pay-per-view or on the last episode, I wasn't really sure, wins the U.S. title from The Miz, which would have been a great storyline and would have confirmed the whole idea that, yeah, the show was basically invented to make Bryan Danielson look good, which he doesn't need.
Quick question. Somebody think of this real quick. When was the last time that The Miz has defended that United States title?
God, he's been in tag team so much lately, I have totally forgotten.
Exactly.
Apparently he's defending it this Monday, and his opponent didn't even know, guys. That's wonderful that your opponent gets told by one of his sons, hey, Dad, you're working Monday. Really? Okay, cool.
Didn't he defend it last sometime at, like, No Way Out against MVP in another one of those matches where they're just like, oh, hey, here, guys.
That, no, it was a non-title match.
I thought it was Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. He defended it.
No Way Out, whatever, or Eliminate.
Yeah,
I don't
I think
care.
It was Elimination Chamber. It was one of those they made it up really fast. Because I remember watching that pay-per-view going, there's like four matches here. This is a pay-per-view. Oh, they're throwing stuff on the chalkboard. Good work. Cool.
Yeah, I am pretty certain that he has long since broken the 30-day rule.
Exactly.
Many times over, I'm sure of that.
Well, now that you got rid of these three people from NXT, who would you, as participants, want to see actually win this thing? They eliminated Bryan Danielson, they eliminated Michael Tarver, and they eliminated William Regal's guy.
Skip kind Sheffield.
Of, yeah.
Kind of mad they eliminated Tarver, otherwise known as Tyrone Evans, to Cleveland folk.
Well, that was the thing. They got rid of three guys who actually had potential. Like, near the end, I was seeing Skip Sheffield as another Batista-like character.
Well, he started off Texan with the hat going, and all of a sudden he came out looking like some, like, reject from the Road Warrior. I'm looking at the roster right now for NXT, and honestly, I don't see anybody I want to see more of.
The only guy on there with any actual talent is Heath Slater.
I think you're going to see David Otunga kid win it.
Yeah, unfortunately. Because it's quote-unquote publicity.
Because they might get Jennifer Hudson on.
Yeah, she'll pop the ratings big time. And while you're here, we'll pub her Weight Watchers deal. We'll get all the people on Weight Watchers to watch WWE. Because they do.
Okay, so
that's really the demographic that you want. The fat housewife. Oh, wait, excuse me. Was I not supposed to say that out loud?
Nah, it's all right. No, this is your form, dude. Be as unpolitically correct as possible.
No.
Don't. You're holding
not
back.
Not as possible. Not as possible.
He's holding back. He holds back so much.
Oh, we're going to give him a minute. We're going to give him his little playtime later on. But we're trying to stick to WWE for the moment.
I get playtime tonight? Was I good? Did I get a gold star for the week or something?
We'll get to that. Let's keep some format cuz we're jumping around here.
Well, jump to this for a second. I'm not a part of the Twitter Nation or Foursquare or anything else like that. Is this like a cool thing for WWE to do to step into this whole thing where it's like everyone on their roster's got a Twitter account now and apparently they're going to take the storylines into Twitter now?
WWE has been pushing its stars lately to sign up for Twitter if they have not done so already. Mostly because Twitter being the hot, popular little thing to do these days, they want that little publicity. They want that kind of viral marketing to have their stars. You know, you can follow your favorite WWE superstar, you know. They won't ever type anything, but follow them.
Apparently Christian had an account, and then it got canceled already.
Really?
I thought that's what I read somewhere.
That's just because Christian was naughty.
So, Christian can't win a title. Christian can't have any kind of success in the WWE. He can't have a Twitter account. It's getting pretty bad.
He was naughty. He misbehaved.
Did he color outside the lines like you did? Well, he was talking about it. I got a gold star. I was like, it's because you colored in the lines, Spud. Good job.
Yay!
Sorry.
You get a gold star, David.
Yes, and I get house. It's awesome.
Yeah, and is anybody in this room, anybody that's on this show, anybody that actually wants to call in, if you call into this show, we will name you the Raw General Manager.
Speaking of, apparently it was stated on SmackDown that Vicky Guerrero is still the Raw GM.
How? How?
She got a note from Vince McMahon.
Yeah, she has a note from her mom.
She got a note from one of the McMahon grandkids and like, Daddy, Granddad, I want her to be the GM. Why?
You know,
she says, excuse me a lot.
I could just see Triple H's kids looking at her going, Daddy, I want a pony like that, too.
Bazinga.
Because is it just me? And look, obviously Eddie Guerrero saw something in her, or he wouldn't have married her. Or maybe it was the fact that her voice is like a really annoying alarm clock.
Yeah, but go back and look at that DVD that they did on him when they around the time he put the book out, and you'll see a totally different looking Vicky Guerrero than you see now on TV.
Well, just the one that you see now on television, man. I look at her, I'm like, dear Jesus Christ, that woman has a horse face.
Yeah, but didn't she resign?
Nobody will disagree with.
Yeah, but I'm confused, Omega. She resigned, but apparently they're going to say, oh, wait, she didn't really resign because the cute, cuddly teddy bear guy stared at her and that was enough to get her to resign.
Well, I don't know how they're going to explain it away. I'm sure we'll find out tomorrow night. They'll BS some explanation for it. But it's really just a cheap little patch-up job because they went, oh, hey, she's getting a lot of heat from the crowd. Maybe we should have her stick around, because the writers are too stupid to know there is such a thing as bad heat.
And it's at this point where Mace turns around and goes, hey, guess what, this roar I've been getting every week on my cable? Yeah, go watch something else.
That's because the writers don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, Omega.
Yeah, they used to write
for Nickelodeon, dude, what do you want?
Yeah, they're soap opera writers. I know. But we've said it before. We've said it many times on the show. It's X-Pac heat. It's not heat because they like playing along. Like, when Jericho and Edge are on their top of their heel game, you love to hate them. I mean, you like to play along. When Vicky comes out, you just want her to fucking go. She is intolerable.
Oh. You know, for a while there, when Vicky would come out, I'd be like, God, she's just ruining the Guerrero legacy. And then I went, oh my God, that hose beast has children.
She's bred.
And I had to stop for a minute and go, holy shit, can you imagine what those kids have to go through in school?
With all these kids walking up going, excuse me. Well, I'm surprised they're making her into the Raw GM because I think it was last year she disappeared around the time that their school semester ended so she could spend summer vacation with them. So it's like, why are you going to make her into the GM when she's going to disappear anyway?
Well, that's probably why she quit the other night. Maybe that's what they're going to do. Well, you have Over the Limit coming up, so maybe they'll do something to end it. I don't know.
Here. All I can say is, as long as she is the GM of Raw, at least she's not going to try to wrestle.
Maybe
hope,
not.
Especially with Beth Phoenix on the injured list, they need to replace a spot.
Do you really want to see another hog splash?
No, but at this point, I'm pretty much doing a will. I am going to boycott Raw until she is gone as the GM, which means I might have 6 months where I'm not going to watch Raw at all. Awesome!
And with that, we have a caller. Welcome to WTR. Who is this?
Yeah, I know it's a little early, but I have to say something about this Vicky Guerrero thing, and I just heard this yesterday, and you will not believe what I heard.
Because if you're about to say what I think you're going to say, I was getting ready to break that in a second.
What?
Something
what were you
going
to say?
Something about her pictures.
No, not that. Oh, it's something that I happen to know. All right, so I was over at a friend's house yesterday. This guy did the tattoo I got, and I know the son too. They're like family friend, whatever. And so he was gone, and then they were telling me that he's going out with Eddie Guerrero's daughter.
Who's going out with Eddie Guerrero's daughter? What?
My friend that I know, and then they were saying, no lie, this is, I shit you not, I was, because he put on a phone conversation, they heard that, and I was like, holy shit, that's her. And they still live here in El Paso, too, not far from where I live.
I don't know, I got dropped from the call or hung up or whatever, but if he said what I think he said, then I'm shocked that Eddie Guerrero, or that Vicky would pose naked.
Who, where, what?
He didn't say anything about that.
Well, no. I am now. In the past year...
Why do you keep trying to bring up this?
In the past year, Vicky Guerrero has posed nude.
Oh, God, my eyes will burn if I ever see this shit.
I didn't have anything to do with what he brought up. I am shocked that you would actually bring that up.
Spugging porn, of course he would.
I'm horrified. But I'm putting
it in. Oh, and Vicky Guerrero has a boyfriend, too.
Well, I can't fault her for that.
No, I was just pointing out. Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Is that what I think it is?
That is the hose beast naked. Can't see anything.
God, I am not... Too many rolls of that?
Was that the one they did where... Oh, I know what these are. That's the ones they did with, I think it was a Triple H storyline, too, where he was like, I have these pictures of her naked, and then it was when Triple H and Edge, I think, were feuding.
It was the Playboy one.
Or whatever, something like that, but... yeah, and it's weird with the story I had, because Vicky didn't even want her daughter to date my friend.
Wait, we have another caller on the line?
Yeah, it's me calling to confirm. It's Tonio. You can't find the legit full nudity pictures, which is probably a fucking good thing, but you can find pictures of her where her titties are edited out. Big black box covering them. If you will.
If you will.
Yeah. Fucking nasty, man. Nasty, nasty shit.
Yeah, unfortunately, Spug had a link. I dare not click it.
Don't click it.
I clicked
it.
I'm not
going to click it. Oh, God. Okay, you've been tainted.
You're all idiots. Can we move on from this topic? Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the walrus naked.
There's that voice again, man.
Fuck you for bringing it up.
I had a wonderful story to tell, but no, we had to bring up the naked pictures.
Of course. You know why? Because I live to fuck you over.
That's even more crazy now that I know they don't live that far from me either. Shit.
They used to live a few miles away from me in Tampa. I was living here when he crashed into the gate, and I was like, oh, wow, look, Eddie Guerrero, front page. What the hell?
Well, I don't know. It's just for me. Well, because he live here now.
All right, well, let's move on.
Yeah. But I did not get to see Sacrifice, and I heard it was bad.
Yeah, that's for the best.
You didn't miss anything. Move the fuck on.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything except Anderson putting on the promo of the year.
Oh, good, because I was getting high then, so yeah, I'm good.
Sure, you weren't alone.
Pickle black guy thing and smoking a joint. I didn't miss anything. Oh, good.
God.
And the fans realized what they actually are, assholes, and they chanted it tonight, from what I heard.
It's awesome.
Many ways.
Yeah, well, I got a question for all of you on this call for a second. If you're not going to... if let's say for a second that the thing is true that Vicky's going to disappear when the kids get out of school type thing, if you could pick anyone on Raw or SmackDown to establish as the permanent GM, who would it be? I mean, is there any particular... Could it worked pretty well when you had William Regal there for a little while, and then it was just like, okay, we're going to dump that.
DiBiase.
I don't know about DiBiase.
DiBiase, when he was guest GM, I thought worked better than any of the others. Though, he'd have to be the million-dollar man for the gimmick, though. I mean, which basically
right.
means he could buy and sell the matches however he wanted, which works as a heel GM, which you could do it that way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe... I'd just say put Vince back at the head manager role.
He said in the past he wanted to stay off TV. He really didn't want to be involved as much anymore.
Mm. Yeah. Recently, McMahon pretty much... He only goes on TV when he absolutely has to. Now, these days, he pretty much... You know, he's got grandchildren now. He's getting on in years. It's time to put the character away. Which I kind of have to respect the man for... You know, stepping back.
Mm-hmm.
Although that does mean the door was open for Vicky, so goddamn it.
Yeah, but if Shane hadn't left, could you have seen Shane actually be said, you know, Shane, stop doing your new media thing. We want to stick you on camera again as GM. Or would you go the route? I mean, at one point, it was like you couldn't turn on a WWE program and not run into a McMahon. You had the mother, the father, the son.
Yeah.
All over the damn place, so I guess it's nice to not have that McMahon in. You already, he's still got it with Triple H kind of around. Everybody in the free world knows he's the son-in-law or whatever, the protected one. I mean, sell me a GM. I'm buying here. Who would you put in there as a GM that's on the roster active now? Could you get Dusty Rhodes? Could you roll Dusty Rhodes out there?
Maybe Great Khali's manager. I don't know.
He's one of the he's a writer. That dude's one of the writers of the show, so why not? Get that big fat
I have to agree with Alan. I have to agree with Alan here about how that the McMahons have been on for too long. It's not like that it isn't bad, but there's a point where it used to be just that there was too much of it. So it's better if they do find somebody new. Like, maybe, I don't know, they've tried William Regal before. Maybe somebody else on there, like, maybe a Shawn Michaels, which they've said, but I don't know if they're going to do that.
I don't know if Shawn will come back either.
And he did it for a while when he was going through his I'm on drugs, I'm not on drugs phase.
Yeah.
I mean, why not Finlay? They told Finlay is too old to wrestle. Why not just have Finlay or Hornswoggle do it? Everybody loves the little midget anyway.
I could see them going the route. Maybe put Santino as the general manager of Raw.
Yeah, I can actually see that
aspect.
Now these are goofball characters. I mean, I know it's wrestling, but in the end, you still have to put someone who brings a level of authority.
Jim Ross.
Yeah.
Authority. Yeah. Ross. Authority.
Sir Rockin makes a good point.
Rock, good one with a Bret Hart.
But
they'd have to let him be notified he's needed on Monday night as opposed to his son telling him.
Yeah, no kidding.
What about, like, we've got Mike Rotunda, we've got Dean Malenko, Arn Anderson. Why not use one of them?
You know what?
Arn would work.
Arn would work. Arn would work real well. Because Arn doesn't take shit from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. I can see Arn Anderson out of that because he's kind of been in like an authority-like role when he was helping out Ric Flair. When Ric Flair was the co-owner of WWE for a while and then kind of in WCW, he had kind of like a head role just doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got plenty of people to pick from, and it all just depends on how much you actually want. Yeah, well, the balance you want, because you gotta have someone that is, you know, it's an authority figure, but it's still someone who has to be able to work just like any of the wrestlers do, at least mic-wise.
Like Teddy Long is an authority figure in the Pimp of the Year contest?
Well, keep in mind how long Teddy's been GM over on SmackDown. And even when he wasn't, he went over to Raw to do it. He's got enough history behind him in that role to where you can just leave him there. I mean, there's a reason that the Raw GM has changed so many times, and yet he is still around doing exactly what he's doing.
Which is still amazing. I think that guy started as a ref in WCW and NWA, and at one point was a heel ref when he screwed the Road Warriors out of the belt to Clash of Champions 6, and all these years later, you're like, wow, not only are you still around, but you're doing this.
He was also managing, like, the B-Stars and all that, too. And another one I was thinking of, too, was Ricky Steamboat. Maybe could be one.
Mm-hmm. Steamboat would be an awesome pick.
But we've got, but Rock had a good one with Bret Hart as the pick. And apparently he might not be done, because apparently tomorrow night we're supposed to have The Miz versus Bret Hart for the U.S. title.
It's booked. I don't think, I think it'll be Bryan Danielson, personally. I don't think Bret Hart will wrestle another match after the abysmal match between him and Vince at, what was, Mania?
Okay, so does Bret Hart come out with a doctor's note or a note from his mom?
He comes out saying, hey, my contract's up tonight, bitches, I'm out of here. Because that's what he announced. I think it was in the Calgary Sun or some other interview. He came out and said, my last date with WWE is May 17th, which on the East Coast already happened.
They should use that. They should use the doctor's note, because it could be used as kind of a revenge for Danielson. Because remember when Batista had to fight Daniel Bryan because of Miz using that medical note, Bret Hart could be using that to get back at Miz at the same time, using Bryan Danielson like how Miz did, kind of a taste of his own medicine.
I don't know. Knowing the WWE, I'm calling one of two things tomorrow night. Either they play his music and no one walks out, or they play his music and a midget walks out.
Oh, great!
Hornswoggle?
Just
they
like
have one too.
The guy who played him back in '97 when he left.
Oh God.
Why not?
Man.
He's probably still sitting there. Yeah, throw somebody on Hornswoggle. It's just really weird to, like, out of nowhere, it's like, I'm going to challenge George Animal Steel. He ain't doing anything. Why not? It's like, the kid was on TV for a few weeks, so, yeah, throw him in there.
Speaking of that segment last week, did anybody else just want to punch the television after they heard that one guy yell out, Wrestle Owen?
I didn't even hear that. Did anybody else
hear
that?
I didn't catch that. Yeah.
I think
even Miz, I'm going to have to watch it again right now, but I think even Miz stopped for, like, what the fuck? I'm not that heel. I know I'm supposed to be an asshole, but damn, respect for the dead.
Well, okay, how about this? You know, you bring up Hornswoggle, and I'm still predicting the midget Bret Hart to come out tomorrow night. Meanwhile, there is another wrestling show coming to Spike TV with Spug's name all over it.
Oh, God.
Something called Half Pint Brawlers. And it is apparently a 6-episode mini-series about a troupe of midget wrestlers.
The weird thing about it is Eric Bischoff had his own midget wrestling promotion that he was trying to get on Spike TV, and they didn't accept that. They put this on there.
Well, keep in mind that was that's a more normal wrestling show. This is more like a documentary series where, you know, they follow them around their daily lives, and then somewhere in the middle of this, they actually have wrestling matches.
So it's what NXT was supposed to have been.
Yeah. Yes.
That too.
Yes. And Spug is overjoyed, as you can hear.
Midgets,
oh, yeah,
dude.
Him and his love for midgets.
All right. First of all, you are un-American if you don't like midgets.
So that's how I get my American citizenship. I just say I like midgets.
I'm reading through this now. Let's see. Which is evolution. What is this big chunk text that I don't care about, Rock?
Oh, this comes from the guy who's listening in on the phone conversation but can't talk and is in our chat room. Hey, if you're not participating in the show, get the fuck out. He says, no midget Brett tomorrow. He'll show up for the match. Tyson Kidd will blindside Miz. Brett will pin him to win the championship, then announce his real retirement. Last match in the WWE will be a title win to make up for Montreal in 97. Really?
I like it.
A U.S. title win is going to make up for that colossal fucked up? You Canadians
well,
are more stupid
US
than I thought.
And well, it's a U.S. title and a Canadian's going to come and steal it away.
I think Spug's about
US,
to get fired
Rock,
here.
Rock makes a good point. A U.S. title win in Canada of all places.
Buzz Aldrin's going to win the belt, man.
It's almost like I'm reading TNA booking.
Oh, no.
Hey, Tim, when'd you start booking for TNA?
Oh, my God.
Timothy Russo at his finest.
This is the point where we thank our caller and tell you, get the fuck out!
Yeah.
All right, later, bitches.
All right, thanks. Thanks for calling, Tony. Thanks for calling, Randy. But I believe it is time... All right, with that, it is time for another break. Stay tuned, WTR. We've got a little bit more coming right after this, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the indie scene, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as...
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talents today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today.
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage. Brett
Berry. Janice Michelle.
Christy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
The Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Paul Hogan, the quickest of all time.
Jimmy Van the Boogie Wiggleman.
And tomorrow.
TJ Wilson. Natty Neidhart.
Harry Smith. Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Hey guys, Maverick here.
Professional. Realist.
Genius. You know, I've been hearing what those pricks on WTR have said about me, and you know what?
I think it's out of jealousy that I've ran a clean show for as long as I have.
I'm basically giving them free publicity off of the internet, and all I get is...
Buck math.
Oh well, the hell with it. If you want an opinion that's realistic without so many four-letter words, then tune in to Running the Ropes. Every Friday, right here, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You see that? That's called professionalism, bitches.
Hey everyone, it's Tim Stein here to tell you about a brand new podcast debuting soon, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network. The History Of will take you on a fantastic journey as we look at some of the most famous rock groups, funny people, and actors and actresses of all time. Utilizing the video abilities of Ustream as well as the lossless stereo sound of internet audio, The History Of will bring a totally new experience to Wild Talk Radio. So make sure that you join me, your host, Tim Stein, as we take a look at the history of some of your most favorite people ever. Make sure to keep a lookout for this brand new webcast coming soon, only to Wild Talk Radio.
Raven, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, and you're listening to WTR, and I've got a tip for you. Don't pet burning dogs.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night. We are back and we are ready to preview WWE Over the Limit, next week's pay-per-view event, and I believe our first in a while with absolutely no gimmick attached to it.
Just the main event.
Well, yeah, well, the matches. Yeah, there's a few gimmicks in the matches, but we don't have to worry about anything like, okay, every match there's a badger on a pole, you know, nothing like that.
Give them time. They still got tomorrow night, dude.
I'm waiting for it. But to go through this match lineup real quick, the Unified Tag Team Championships, it's the Hart Dynasty versus Chris Jericho and The Miz, Mongrel Tag Team number 3. I really just want them to start numbering the tag teams at this point, especially when Chris Jericho, Miz, and Big Show are involved.
Well, The Miz is on, what, his 18th tag team in the last 6 months?
Getting there. Let's see, what? Get through Morrison, Jericho, Big Show.
Santa Claus, God, the Easter Bunny, Hornswoggle.
And The Rock is right. Miz and Jericho have pretty much been the tag division for 18 or so months now. But thankfully, the Hart Dynasty is involved in this, so, I mean, at least a different tag team is getting some kind of attention. Now, the storyline behind this is that basically Jericho and Miz are trying to get the tag team championships just so they get a chance to go over to SmackDown and get revenge on the Big Show. Now, does it demean those titles when they're being used as just a means to get a chance at revenge against someone else on the other roster?
I thought it was just they were doing it to show, hey, look, we can do it without Big Show. Oh, I carried Big Show, you carried Big Show. Okay, cool, let's carry each other now.
See, that's my only problem with this, is that I don't think either one of these guys needs to be carried in a tag team. I mean, you do a tag team when you don't have any ideas for them, and, well, maybe for one reason or another, they can't handle it on their own right now. They're injured and need to work half of a match. Their ring work is a little rusty, or they're new to the business, and they haven't quite perfected their ring work yet. Miz and Jericho don't need this. Jericho should be doing nothing but going after world titles. And, you know, in case Miz forgot, he actually does have a championship that he needs to defend every now and then.
I thought it was
really?
Just
which
a big-ass belt buckle, dude.
Big-ass star and stripe belt buckle. Will and Spug just fuck off right now?
I think they give a damn broke and they don't have any left.
No, I'm fucking with something.
Will's recovering from his swimsuit episode today, which I envy the man, I really do.
Oh, great, I got two women looking at me now. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
He told us everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, women, you know, we've just proven that women will look at you if you are on a wrestling podcast.
And then promptly go back to ignoring you.
Yeah, I thought it impossible, but here we are. Randy Orton versus Edge for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
At least that could be a good match.
Oh, apparently we're supposed to be making picks instead of just previewing this.
Yeah, but he wants this done by 1 a.m. How are you going to make picks and do all that, man?
Just go around. Okay, Five got the Hart Dynasty for the Unified Tag Team Championships. Who do you have, Alan?
Hearts.
Spug? Okay, he votes the referee winning. Mace?
The Diamonds. No, was it the Hearts? The other red suit.
Lame.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Like you trying any better.
Leo Malone, he's in the captain chair, Mace. He's in the big boy chair.
Yeah, it's much cushier. He is smellier. There's an old guy in it most of the time.
Ooh.
Will.
The Hearts.
See, I would pick for Spug, but I don't know whether he would pick...
I said the Hearts!
Oh, we didn't hear you.
I said it like three times!
Okay, then something's... I don't know, Skype got you then. Okay, so Hearts sweeping the predictions on this one. Next up, for no reason whatsoever, Randy Orton versus Edge. Oh, by the way, the guy who's not here also picks the Hearts. Big surprise.
He's here, he just cannot speak. Or at least he's speaking, but not with his voice. He's taken RKO, wow.
Alright, Randy Orton. Well, you're talking now, you pick. Randy Orton or Edge. Randy Orton or Edge, you have no choice.
Edge.
Spug?
I'm going to go Orton.
Mace?
The kid in the 10th row after Orton punts Edge's head off.
That'll be interesting. Will?
Edge.
Alright, in that case, I'll probably go Orton here. Being the new face, I think he needs a win a little bit more than Edge does. We started in with our gimmick matches. Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk. It is the Straight Edge Society Pledge versus Hair. Whatever happened to good hair versus mask matches?
I think they died in WCW when they raised a mask off for the first time. He looked like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, well, these days we know WWE sells way too many of those masks to ever take it off of Ray.
Dude, they sell those at indie shows, the really gimpy ones. It's ridiculous how many fucking Ray masks there are out there.
But see, I don't think it matters, because, you know, if you take off his mask, you could sell little devil horns instead.
Yes, because that's a demographic that they want to go for, the Satanists.
Right, children into body modification.
All right, picking time. Alan?
I'll go with Rey Mysterio. I wouldn't mind seeing a bald CM Punk.
God. Spug?
Thought it was if Punk won, Mysterio joined the Straight Edge Society. Did they change it?
No, that's basically what the pledge is.
So I'm gonna go with Punk.
Keeping a hold of that. All right, Mace.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with CM Punk as well, seeing as it's just the pledge. There wasn't really mask removal added onto that, if I remember correctly.
No, it is just the pledge to join the Straight Edge Society.
Then, yeah, CM Punk.
All right. Will.
Punk.
All right, then. I am going Punk as well. I think we've said it many times on this show that there's just much more storyline opportunity in making him join the Straight Edge Society.
Yeah, but if he's bouncing for his 33rd knee surgery, why have him convert to the Straight Edgers? Unless they're going to do his knee surgery.
Well, he goes ahead and has knee surgery number 33, or I don't know, maybe he's just getting the shocks in his current knee replaced, I don't know. But when he's part of a group, I mean, you could just make it, CM Punk could just make him the lapdog for a few months, doing absolutely nothing. You know, he's still on TV, but he doesn't have to blow out his knee again.
Either that, or Ray goes, no, I'm not joining, and then they just beat the ever-living shit out of him, and then he disappears for a while.
All right, by the way, for the record, Tim is voting Mysterio. Hmm. Interesting. I thought he was supporting CM Punk winning before this, so I want to see how that pans out. Intercontinental Championship match. The on-again, off-again Drew McIntyre versus the would-be champion Kofi Kingston.
I'm going to say
he's bulletproof. He brought a note from Vinnie Mac, man. This guy's never dropping a damn belt. I'll go with Drew. And he also gets the award for the best Brian Kendrick lookalike in the country.
I knew I wasn't the only one who thought that.
Just needs a jacket that's half covered in rhinestones.
And pout a lot.
Actually, at that MECW show I went to, one of the security guys looked like a fat Drew McIntyre.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, the one with the ponytail.
Purse. But
are you sure it wasn't Drew McIntyre moonlighting?
I'm going to go with Kofi Kingston. I really think they wanted him to be the IC champ, and this is just a way to continue the storyline.
Oh, that could be. Mace.
I'm going to go for Drew McIntyre. Because they seem to have a gigantic hard-on about keeping this guy as a fucking champion, that they get the owner of the company to write a note saying, you can have the title back. Well, fine. Give him the fucking belt. Tell him to fuck off into the shadows and go join all those other people we no longer give a shit about that hold belts. Okay, The Miz.
Will.
Fuck it, McIntyre.
I've got the same attitude. I have to go to McIntyre as well. Did they do this whole angle on SmackDown in the last few weeks just to give him some cheap heat?
Probably.
Pretty much, because they can't get him over doing his own friggin' thing.
Yeah, because the guy's got absolutely nothing behind him other than he's Vince McMahon's little lap boy.
He beat up Fat Hardy.
Woo, who hasn't?
Unthold could beat up Fat Hardy at this point in time.
And our voiceless host is picking Kofi Kingston. Moving on to the big championship matches. World Heavyweight Championship match. Jack Swagger versus Big Show in the match of the least deserving champion on the roster.
This is the point where you guys were saying you could see Miz, Mizuko, or Jeremiz, whatever you call them, coming in and interfering. I'll vote that. It's weird to even see Big Show still come around. I guess, if I remember right, he signed back in the day for like a ridiculously huge contract, and it's like, that contract's gotta be up soon. You guys hate him, I'm digging Swagger as the champ. I like to see Swagger at least hold it till SummerSlam.
I think the only problem we've ever had with Swagger is the fact that he didn't do anything in the 6 months prior to winning the belt to actually make for a believable champion. I mean, storyline-wise, he might be doing okay, and he's okay in the ring, but he didn't have any credibility behind him when he actually won it.
So if he had won the Intercontinental U.S. title, you would have been happy with him becoming the world champ?
It wasn't just that. It's the fact that the only storyline they had for him up until then was last year, when he went, okay, I'm going to go the rest of the year undefeated. And then John Cena said basically the exact same thing. So, of course, 2 weeks before the end of the year, they had a match against each other, and instead of going, well, one of these guys is going to have to lose and break their little word here, and they dropped Swagger completely. They didn't even mention the fact that his little vow was on the line at all. They totally forgot about it. And until WrestleMania, when he won Money in the Bank, they didn't do a thing with him in between.
This is the same company that had CM Punk say he was going to win every championship in the WWE in 1 year and completely dropped it out of nowhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think the most Swagger did after that was he jobbed to Santino in some open challenges for the Royal Rumble. Then he disappeared off the face of the earth until WrestleMania.
All right, so Alan's picking Swagger?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Spug?
It's going to end.
Spug?
It's going to end. Swagger wins.
Mace?
Swagger.
It's getting depressing. Will?
Swagger.
I wish I didn't have to agree. I don't see Jericho and Miz winning the unified belts, but I can see them going, okay, we didn't win the belts, so let's go get revenge on Big Show right now. Next up, okay, final match of the night. WWE Championship I Quit match that was supposed to be Loser Leaves Town until they didn't want to copy TNA. How ironic is that? John Cena versus Batista.
Well, Dave already told us, all right? I'm going home. I'm crying. Marky Mark keeps the belt. Yeah.
I don't get to be a movie star.
Yeah, I go Marky Mark. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I'm not sure we actually need to pick this match, but we'll run through it officially anyway. Alan's going Cena, I assume?
Yeah.
Spug?
Cena.
Mace?
Cena.
This is going to be fun. Will?
I'm just going to hope against the grain. You know what? I'd rather see Batista. I know I'm wrong, but you know what? Fuck it.
You can't bring yourself to pick Cena.
Because he's so boring. Now it's not even fun to hate him. It's just old.
I pretty much agree with that to a point, but I have to go Cena too. I mean, Batista's gone. We already know pretty much this is his go-away match for the WWE, and good riddance. Actually put someone new into this. And that is WWE over the limit as we know it so far.
Can we say Batista jobs to duct tape again?
Yes, please. Cena, duct tape, duct tape him upside down until he says, I quit. God, I can't. That would be funny, though improbable, unfortunately. And with pretty much everything out of the way, that brings us to the final segment of the night. It is time for Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk for you, Quick Hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
And since normally Tim does the asking around here, I believe our guest Alan Wojcik will be doing the questions.
Yeah, sure, why not? Okay. We'll start with Will. Since we brought him up earlier as a lookalike to Drew McIntyre, would you like to see the Brian Kendrick as a member of the band?
I've never seen a battle this intense.
No, not really. That'd be pretty terrible, actually.
Okay, Mace. This one's involving our current TNA president, Dixie Carter, who, she was a part of Kayfabe Commentary's U-Shoot series at a recent convention this past weekend. If you had been in that audience and you got to ask Dixie Carter one question, what would it be?
That would, believe it or not, that would be a lot harder than people give credit for. I suppose the obvious answer would be, is she on crack during pay-per-views because she seems to hear crowd noises that we don't?
And that's in regards to she posted something on her Twitter saying the fans are back and getting ready for the main event or
It doesn't matter whether it's a pay-per-view, Impact, or house shows. The crowd could be dead as a doornail, and yet she still hears them like they're going off a million miles an hour. She's smoking something, and I want to know what it is.
I never saw her smoke anything at a TNA event. I saw some other stuff, but that's for another time, totally.
That's actually a really good question. I want to know what you have to smoke in order to enjoy a TNA pay-per-view.
I don't know, ask the roster
I'm
before they get
drug
tested. Speaking of TNA Omega, rumors are circulating that TNA is about to be making budget cuts again. What after they already made one, apparently, as we found out tonight. Dave Penzer was future endeavored, which I find hysterical because the guy lives in Tampa. It's not like you're flying him in every week. What's the one thing you would cut off the TNA budget?
Oh my god. What could.
If you don't say Vince Russo, you need to just shut up.
Well, see, I would cut Vince Russo just so I could pay Paul Heyman. That's what I'd do. I mean, that's really what I hope TNA is doing, is cutting as much of the budget as they can so they could afford to bring Paul in for a while. But, I mean, when you ask me that, I think things like SoCal Val, who does absolutely jack shit...
I'm friends with the kid. She's come a long way from where she started.
I'm not saying anything bad against her, but you're not doing anything with her.
They had two chances with her.
She stands by ringside and does pretty much nothing.
I loved her doing when they did the American Idol gimmick with Kevin Nash and she played Paul Abdul drunk. That was priceless. Speaking of priceless, we're apparently this tomorrow night's bug going to get to see Bret Hart.
I was still talking, goddamn you.
I apologize then. Go ahead, host. Go ahead.
You want one budget cut. The one thing you cut,
besides
Don West.
Well, he's not really on the budget right now, is he? He's just sitting in Nashville.
No, they still put him on all their web shows, and I want him unemployed.
Okay.
But he sells everybody bargains. He makes the money.
Yeah, he's doing great at house shows, apparently. Call the TNA office in Nashville. I can give you the number off the air. Okay, Spug, as we just mentioned in our previous area, that The Miz is going to defend the U.S. title tomorrow night against Bret Hart with Buzz Aldrin sitting there going, wow, I'm on TV, man. What is your favorite wrestling moment that has taken place in Canada?
Montreal, 1997, because the Canadians got put in their place.
It went.
Are you finished, sir? Just want to make sure. I already ran over one host. I don't want to run the other one over.
Yep, I'm finished.
Okay, we're going to go back to Will and his concubine of women that are enjoying our show. If you had to create a pay-per-view event for TNA after the budget's been cut by Omega, what would you name it and what would the concept be?
Let's see. Omega just killed the budget and I've got to work with TNA. Oh, that's a
Ask
bad
the girls. They may have a good idea.
Fuck, I can't think of anything witty.
Oh, you actually
don't know shit about wrestling. At least they're honest. We like that.
I would call it 6 feet under, and every match would be a Vince Russo favorite, everything on a pole.
I think we'll accept that. Judges, will we accept that?
I think we're going with it.
We're getting the thumbs up and moving on. Okay, Mace, it looks like Santino and Vladimir Kozlov are apparently going to get their own sitcom on WWE.com.
That's continuing?
Yeah, what current sitcom in America or any other country that you're able to watch on TV would you either like to star in or make a guest appearance on?
Oh, fuck, that's easy. Big Bang Theory.
Oh, I thought you were going to say WrestleVicious.
bullshit. I don't want to overshadow an entire roster. I'd rather go on Bang Theory where I'd have a good laugh.
Excellent. Okay, Omega, it's time to see what you got in the closet. What is the one piece of wrestling memorabilia that exists anywhere in the world that you would like to own?
Oh my god, let's see here. any piece of memorabilia. It would probably be that fake Intercontinental title that Shawn Michaels had. Because I remember that being one of the first feuds that got me into wrestling and got me as a Shawn Michaels fan. Seeing him and Razor going back and forth over those two belts.
What, you sure it's not the box where they kept all the WWE writers' talent?
Ooh.
No, I'm pretty
or
sure
even better,
that was
a competent TNA
sure
script.
I'm pretty sure that box is too small to find.
Alright, Spug, you get the last one. Since Tim has been busy watching the Montreal-Philly game during the pay-per-view, and he is a hockey guru, do you think you could stop a shot from Tim Steyn if you were a goalie?
Yes. Yes, I could.
And I guess this is where I say that was great, and that's quick hits.
Yes, I could. You know why? You know how I could stop a? You know how I could stop a shot from Tim Steyn? Not because I'd be in pads, and I'm that much better than him. No, no, no. No. All I would have to do is just show him a picture of Bret Hart and throw it in the other direction, and he'd go running off after it like a teenage girl.
And this has been Spug's last week on WTR.
He's going to be fired yet again. I'm pretty sure he's building a house out of pink slips. But that has been Quick Hits, and that is the end of our show, boys and girls. So with
hooray.
That, I'm sorry you've gone without the voice of Tim Steyn for a whole episode. He'll probably have it back by next week. And if he does not, that means Spug's poisoning is still working. I would like to thank Alan Wojcik for joining us, for helping us
out
with Quick Hits and filling us in on a little bit of wrestling insight. And no, I don't think we're... No, Mace, we're not going to let Spug rant.
No, we did that Tuesday night.
Aww.
We did our 2 hours. I'm tired of talking about TNA and how miserable WWE is.
Ranting? I have no ranting. Not my week anyway. It's somebody else's, but we'll have to get back to that next week.
Yeah, we're going to get back to that next week. In the meantime, there's a ton of programming here. WildTalkRadio.com has the entire schedule. And half of us will be back for OTL on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And once again, we'll be back 11 p.m. right after WWE Over the Limit? Is it Beyond? What is it?
It's Over the Limit.
It sounds like a title to be one of their movies that's coming up, man. It sounds like a movie title. Triple H and Over the Limit.
Jeez, what was wrong with Armageddon? We'll be back immediately after the pay-per-view for more wrestling news and insights. Thank you for joining us, everybody.
Can I jump here?
And we will see
hold
you.
Hold on. Can I jump in here real quick? Producer.
What?
Producer talking. Anything Goes Friday night at some point, and next Saturday is the Sorokin birthday special on TV Radio.
Awesome.
There you go. That's my plugs. Now get the hell out of this show.
So CB Radio, midnight-ish Eastern.
That's correct.
Awesome. So tune in for all the programming here on the Wild Talk Radio Network and for WTR Sunday night. We will be back next week. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, the shirt.
Fuck Murph. Fuck Nick Anthony.
You've been listening to Wrestle Talk Radio, a Wild Talk Radio Network feature presentation produced by WTR Productions. For complete archives of this podcast, check out the official website of Wild Talk Radio Network located at wildtalkradio.com.